Welcome to the second part of Cutting My Teeth with me, Ruby Wright. You join me at Roaring Camp near Santa Cruz in California at the annual Saw Players Picnic. Tomorrow's the day of the main festival and the competition, which I'm entering. So I'm getting a quick lesson from Henry Dagg, and he's the man that many Saw Players regard as the best in the world.
What do you want me to do?
Well, just show me what you do and I'll pass comment. Very interesting, really. Yeah.
Okay, why?
I think considering you've only been playing since October last year, you've done very well. That's an instantly recognisable rendition of Over the Rainbow.
Thank you.
And your pitch is good. And you've got quite a decent vibrato there. The thing that strikes me first that you might like to work on is the bowing, which you're using as a sort of stimulating effect. And the trouble with that is, of course, it emphasises rather a random selection of notes.
Right. So how would you play that piece that I just did?
I'd play it more like this. The bowing is far more active.
Yes.
I'm emphasising the key notes in each phrase.
Excited because I've interviewed a lot of saw players and they've all been men, and so you're the first woman apart from myself who I've met who plays the saw.
I don't think it's so much of a gender issue, but I am noticing that we are probably the youngest people here too. This is my first festival, and I knew it would be dominated by older gentlemen, but I didn't know it would be entirely, you know, old guys. So it's like, I know people are curious to hear me play, but I'm also really, like, terrified to play because I don't want to suck. I don't want to be the dumb little kid who doesn't know what she's doing. I play a $9 hardware store saw, and I kind of don't want a musical saw because I kind of want to keep that rough aspect of it, that kind of anyone can pick this up, anyone can do this kind of thing. So I'm resisting actually buying a musical.
My name is Thomas Spirance, and I am a sawyer. I am, in fact, the 2003 International Musical Saw Champion, and currently the Master of Ceremonies for the Musical Saw Picnic and Music Festival. For all you folks listening on the other side of the pond, here's, we call it My Country Tis of Thee over here, but for you folks, it's God Save the Queen, and here you go. And I certainly hope that Her Majesty is listening to this broadcast. Your Majesty, I hope that you enjoyed that. I'd love to come and play for you over at the palace sometime. Just, you know, be in touch.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome, along with her dancing cat, from San Francisco, California, the one, the only, Ms. Jackie Jones, ladies and gentlemen. Jackie Jones.
Jackie Jones. Who else?
And what does your act entail?
Playing musical saws. I have a big one and I have a little one. And I have a tap dancing cat apparatus. I built that myself. you cut that out. I also play some other things. I make my own backup tapes. It's very difficult to find partners that are willing to play with a musical saw. And especially if you're not a little cutie with big boobs and wiggling around. So I make my own tapes and I don't have to have anybody. And I can always depend on the thing, have the chords right.
Marvelous stuff.
Is it very American, do you think?
Oh, it's extremely Americana. Oh, yeah. She could be playing at schools and... Oh,
do you know what I really like? And I don't know if you've noticed this, but the faces that saw players pull when they're playing.
Oh, yeah. They're really into it.
Almost like they're trying to will the music to come out of
it. It is.
Place.
They're hopeful. Well, you play saw, you know.
I do
it's
play saw.
It's very difficult to be good.
Oh, I'm not very good. But
no,
the thing is...
But to be good, you have to practice a lot.
And do you think you have to pull the faces? It's a bit like tennis players have to grunt to
absolutely,
be good.
Absolutely.
Have I got to work on my...
It's martial arts with a saw.
Yeah. Oh,
great
that's
talking, Diego.
Tell you, it left a little hole in the bottom of the saw. And some of the street playing that I do, people would come up and say, "Where does the sound come from?" And they're going like that, looking around. And I said, "I think it's coming out of that little sound hole." And they go away, you know, just thinking they learned something, I guess.
I am Frank Feldstein, live in Crestline, California, which is a mountain community, a little tiny, tiny place, and I'm currently unemployed.
And you have got this minute saw. It is about a foot and a half long?
Well, you know, it's I think, 300 millimeters.
That's tiny.
Because it's a Sandvik 300. I play standard hardware saws only because I like to use them. And this is a saw that I wore the teeth out on, so it gets played more than it gets used.
And have you adapted it at all, or is that
No, that's how it comes.
Can you demonstrate for me,
Oh,
please?
Sure. I wonder what would be a good tune. I can never think of a tune when I have an instrument in my hand.
Well, you're not limited to Auld Lang Syne, so you can do whatever you like.
Okay, wait, let's golly, you may want to put a pause on, because I'm speechless. Well, let's see if we can do a Wizard of Oz tune. No, I'm not doing well. I gotta try again. Sorry about that. So almost, that was an attempt at if I only had a brain.
Oh yeah, I love the musical saw. It's sweet. It sounds like a sweet baby singing, a cross between that and a violin. You know what I mean?
My name is Dax Tran Cafe. I'm from California. I have played the saw for about 4 years now. It is the instrument that got me back into music after a hiatus since I was in grammar school. It was like an entry or a gateway drug back into music. I picked up the saw, taught myself in a couple of weeks, and then abandoned the saw, unfortunately, and moved on to things like accordion and glass goblets and experimental music. But it is a really inspirational instrument, even though it's very simple.
And your style of playing is quite different from everyone else's here.
I know that I have no chance beating out these really incredible virtuoso saw players, so I just try and get up on the stage and do something that I think they would get a kick out of. So
is it more you treat it as a performance, maybe, more than kind of giving a recital?
Yes, and I'm going for freak points too, I guess.
Can you just tell me what you're wearing?
Today I'm wearing all red. I didn't plan this, but I'm wearing bright red pants, bright red shoes, bright red jacket. My hair is not red, but my fingernails are red and my toenails are, though you can't tell.
And you've got red little bands in your hair, and you're also carrying a can of Coke.
Yes.
So you're very, very well coordinated.
I noticed that you're also wearing some interesting clothes that don't really fit in with the crowd here.
It's true. I'm not a proper saw player in the real sense of the word.
You should have been here last year when the Japanese team from Osaka came here. They had, you know, some conservative Japanese players, and then they had some J-pop style players, and that was really cool to see. Every once in a while you get people that make you really happy that saws aren't just limited to old-timey sorts of things.
So Kenny and I and Joe will be going up and doing the contest now. But there's going to be music here. You can come up and listen to other soft players if you'd like. But there's also going to be music here. So, as you wish, this contest is about 150 yards up the road there across the tracks. And keep going. Thank you.
Okay, we're about ready to start the saw competition. Once more over the rules. Each one's going to play two songs. One has to be Auld Lang Syne unaccompanied, then any other song of your choice. Announce your name and where you're from, and have fun.
Oh, okay. I came here 3 years ago, but after that I had ill, heavy sickness. So, but fortunately recovered. So I came here again.
Good.
This is my test for my body.
And I'm gonna start out with
Auld Lang Syne. I'm nervous too.
what is it? Amazing Grace? Auld Lang Syne. I'm sorry. What are those things?
Henry Dagg won the competition. I didn't even come third. But I'm still playing the saw. And who knows, maybe next year I'll go back to the festival again and see if I do any better. Written and produced by me, Ruby Wright, with music by Andrew Dixon. For more information, visit myspace.com/singingsaw or rubywright.wordpress.com.